राम 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 सर्वेभ्यः। अद्य सर्वेषां रामनवमी उत्सवस्य रामनवमी पर्वस्य शुभकाङ्क्षाः। इदानीं प्रारम्भं कुर्मः। ओङ्कारं त्रिवारं wants to start now. Let's go to Jyotika. Jyotika can start, no? Omkaram Bindu Sanyuktam.
Omkaram Bindu Sanyuktam Nityam Dhyayanti Yoginaha Kamadam Mukshatam Chaiva Omkaraya Namo Namaha.
Guru Brahma.
गुरुर् ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णुः गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुर्साक्षात् परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः।
गुरुरेव गतिः
गुरुरेव गतिः गुरुमेव भजे गुरुनैव सहास्मि नमो गुरवे। न गुरो परमं शिशुरस्मि गुरोः मतिरस्ति गुरौ मम पाहि गुरो।
एक्सलेंट, थैंक यू ज्योतिका। ओके, नाउ लेट्स गो टू जननी एंड हरिणी कार्तस्वरण।
कार्तस्वरणि बदयः कीर्तनमार्तेन दूतसकला कः आर्तस्वरजनशरणं मूर्तदयारूपगुरुभयेन्यो यात् सदात्मध्याननिरतम् ध्याननिरतं विषयेभ्यः परान्मुखं नौमि शास्त्रेषु निष्णातं चन्द्रशेखरभारती
चन्द्रशेखर
चंद्रशेखर भारती
चंद्रशेखर भारती
चंद्रशेखर भारती
थैंक यू एक्सलेंट थैंक यू सो मच हरिणी नाउ Let's go to Surabhi and Sachin.
Vivekinam Mahapragnam Daryaudaryakshamanidhim Sadadinavapurvantam Vidyatirtha Gurum Bhaje अज्ञानं जाह्नवीतीर्थं विद्यातीर्थं विवेकिनां सर्वेषां सुखदं तीर्थं भारतीतीर्थमाश्रये विद्याविनयसम्पन्नं वीतरागं विवेकिनं वन्दे वेदान्ततत्त्वज्ञम् विदुशेखर भारती
एक्सेलेंट थैंक यू सुरभि सुरभि एंड सचिन ओके नाउ लेट्स गो टू श्रुति एंड सहिति
शुक्लांबरधरं विष्णु शुक्लांबरधरं विष्णुं शशिवर्णं चतुर्भुजं
तत्र महाप्राण महाप्राण शुक्लांबरधरं नास्ति तत्र शुक्लांबरधरं महाप्राण
शुक्लांबरधरं विष्णुं शशिवर्णं चतुर्भुजं प्रसन्नवदनं ध्यायेत् सर्वविघ्नोपशान्तये अगजानन पद्मार्गं गजानन महर्निशम् अनेकदन्तं भक्तानां एकदन्तं अनेक भक्तानां एकदन्तं उपास्महे वक्रतुंड महाकाय कोटि सूर्य सम प्रभा अविघ्नं कुरु मे देव सर्वकार्येषु सर्वदा
थैंक यू सो मच ओके नाउ हू एल्स वांट टू एनीवन कैन रेज द हैंड्स संगवी संजीव संजीवी या वागी शांति
वागी शासु ममहा दरवादे
वागी शाद्यासु मनसा
वागी शासु रमता
सर्वार्थानां उपक्रमे
यन्नत्वा कृतकृत्यास्तु
यम नत्वा
नम नत्वा
कृतकृत्यास्यो
कृतकृत्यास्यो कृतकृत्यास्यो
तम नमामि गजाननम्
तम नमामि गजाननम् तम नमामि सरस्वती नमस्तुभ्यं वरदे कामरूपिणी विद्यारम्भं करिष्यामि सिद्धिर्भवतु मे सदा नमस्ते तारा देवी काश्मीरपुरवासिनी त्वामहं प्रार्थये नित्यं नित्यं बुद्धिं च देहि मे.
थैंक यू सो मच. थैंक यू. We have, I have not seen Sarvesh. Sarvesh Sharada Sharada Ambuja.
Sharada Sharada Bhujana Bhujana Ambuja Sarvada Sarvada Shmakam Sannidhim Sannidhim Kriyat Ya Devi Sarva Bhuteshu बुद्धिरूपेण नमस्तिता नमस्तस्यै 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 नमो नमः कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः.
थैंक यू. थैंक यू सर्वेश. ओके नाउ लेट्स गो टू else we have. I am not seeing much of them. I am clearing the all the hands were put off. Can you just raise it again? Okay, Jyotika. Okay, Jyotika.
Namah Pankajanabhaya Namah Pankajamalini Namah Pankajanitraya Namaste Pankajankhrayi Haralilavataraya Shankaraya Mahaujasi Kaivalya Kalana Kalpataravi Gudavi Namaha Ramaya Ramabhadraya Ramachandraya Vidhasi Raghunathaya Nathaya
Excellent, excellent. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Jyoti, now let's go to Janani and Harini. Yeah. Hayagriva.
Hayagriva.
हयग्रीव हयग्रीव हयग्रीवेति यो वदे तस्य निःसाजन्मुकन्या प्रवाहवत् असाध्यस्साधु स्वामिन् साध्यं तव किं वद रामदूतु दया सिन्धो कार्यं चारय प्रभो
बिना विकृतं सुन
ननात्रो ननात सदा विकटे स्मरामि स्मरामि हरे विकटेश प्रसील प्रसीद प्रियं विकटेश
Very good. Thank you so much. Okay. So now let's go to Krishnashtakam again. So who will tell the first two shlokas? Okay. Let's go to Surabhi.
Vasudeva Sutam Devam Kamsa Chanura Mardanam देवकी परमानंदम् कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम् आतसि पुष्पसङ्काशं हारनूपुरशोभितं रत्नकङ्कणकेयूरं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम्
थैंक यू ओके श्रुति एंड सहिति कुटिलालक संयुक्तम्
कुटिलालक संयुक्तम् पूर्णचन्द्रनिभारणम् विलसत्कुण्डलधरम् कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम् मन्दारगन्धसंयुक्तम् चारुहासं चतुर्भुजं बर्हि पिञ्चव चूडाङ्गं कृष्णं वन्दे
बर्हि
बर्हि पिञ्चाव चूडाङ्गं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम्
Very nice. Thank you so much. Okay, Sarvesh Kishore. Sarvesh.
Utpulla Padma Patraksham Neela Jyoti Sannibham Yadavanam Shiro Ratnam Krishnam Vande Jagat Gurum Rukma संयुक्तं पीताम्बरसुशोभितम् अवाप्त तुलसी गन्धं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम्
वेरि नैस् थैंक यू सो मच सर्वेश ओके सो नाउ लेट्स गो टू हंसध्वनि ओके हंसध्वनि सीताराम इज प्रहल्या एंड धरणी
गोपिकानां
कुवद्वन्द्वे गोपिकानां कुवद्वन् गोपिकानां कुचद्वन्द्वन्
गोपिकानां कुचद्वन्द्वम्
कुङ्कुमाङ्कितवक्षसं
श्रीमिकेतं महेश्वासं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम् ीवत्साङ्कं महोरस्कं वनमालविराजितं विराजितं शङ्खचक्रधरं देवं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम् कृष्णाष्टकमिदं पुण्यं प्रातरौताय यः पतेत् कोटि जन्म कृतं पापं
मरणेन विनश्यति ओके थैंक यू सो मच प्रहल्यान ध्वनि ओके नाउ लेट्स गो टू दी भजन पार्ट ऑफ इट टुडे अगेन द सेम भजन वी आर गोइंग टू सिंग इट एंड आई एम गोइंग टू टेक ऑफ ऑल दी हैंड्स नाउ सो एनीबॉडी वांट्स टू जॉइन विद मी we have first Jyotika, we have Prahalya and Dhani. Okay, Prahalya and Dhani will go. Okay, we'll go from Prahalya and Dhani today. Jai Kanta Smaranam
Jai Jai Rama Rama
Parvati Pataye
Hara Hara Mahadeva
Jivana Smaranam
Govinda Govinda
कुण्डलीक वरदे
हरे विठले
बोला कुण्डलीक वरदे
जय
हरे
विठ्ठले
भोला पुंडलीक वरदे
हरे विठ्ठले
सुस्वामिनः
जय
आञ्जनेय स्वामिनः
जय
भक्तमण्डलिके
जय
साधुमण्डलिके
जय
नैव सत्यम्
ॐ
गजानन
गौरी मनोहर प्रिय नंदना गजानना हे शुभानना गौरी मनोहर प्रिय नंदना पशुपति तनया गजानना परम निरंजन शुभानना हे परम निरंजन शुभानना पशुपति तनया गजानना परम निरंजन शुभानना हे परम निरंजन शुभानना गजानना हे शुभानना
पशुपति तनया गजानना परम निरंजन शुभानना परम निरंजन शुभानना पशुपति तनया गजानना
पशुपति तनया गजानना परम परम निरंजन शुभानना
हे परम निरंजन शुभानना
हे परम निरंजन शुभानना
गजानना हे शुभानना
गौरी मनोहर प्रिय नंदना पशुपति तनया गजानना परम निरंजन शुभानना
हे परम
निरंजन
शुभानना गजानना हे शुभानना गौरी मनोहर प्रिय नंदना
वेरी गुड जाने महा विनायक मूर्ति की जय वेरी नाइस ओके थैंक यू सो मच ओके नाउ लेट्स गो टू कृष्ण भजन लेट्स गो टू हु एल्स वी हैव टुडे ओ महालक्ष्मी बालाजी ओके मैडम ओके हां नंदलाल राय
నందలాలా ఏదు నందలాలా
స్లో స్లో నందలాలా
ఏదు నందలాలా బృందావన గోవిందలాలా రాధాలోల నందలాలా రాధాలోల నందలాలా राधा माधव नंदलाला राधा माधव नंदलाला नंदलाला यदु नंदलाला वृंदावन गोविंदलाला राधा लोला नंदलाला राधा माधव नंदलाला
నందలాలాయదు
నందలాలా
బృందావన గోవిందలాలా
బృందావన గోవిందలాలా
రాధాలోలా
నందలాలా రాధాలోలా నందలాలా
రాధా మాధవ నందలాలా
మాధవ నందలాల
రాధా మాధవ
నందలాల
సో మచ్ వెరీ నైస్ థ్యాంక్ యూ సో మచ్ మేడం రామ రామ ధన్యవాదాలు ఓకే నౌ లెట్స్ గో టు హూ ఎల్స్ వి హావ్ సురభి సురభి గుంజు సతీష్
నందలాల యదు నందలాల బృందావన గోవిందలాల రాధాలోల నందలాల రాధా మాధవ నందలాల నందలాల యదు నందలాల బృందావన గోవిందలాల రాధాలోల నందలాల రాధా మాధవ నందలాల నందలాల యదు నందలాల బృందావన గోవిందలాల
థ్యాంక్ యూ ధన్యవాదాలు రామ్ 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 ఓకే నౌ లెట్స్ గో టు సురభి
సద్గురు పాహి మాం పరమ దయాళో రక్ష మాం సద్గురు పాహి మాం పరమ దయాళో రక్ష మాం
సద్గురు పాహి మాం
సద్గురు పాహి మాం పరమ దయాళో రక్ష మాం
సద్గురు స్వామినః
జై
వెరీ గుడ్ థ్యాంక్ యూ నౌ లెట్స్ గో టు జనని అండ్ హరిణి ఓకే జనని అండ్ హరిణి లెట్స్ గో టు కమలనయనరావు
కమల నయన కమల వదన కమల చరణ రామ చాణకి జీవన రామ సచక పోషక రామ చాణకి జీవన
సజ్జన పోషక సీతామోహన రామ కమల నయన రామ
కమల వదన రామ
కమల నయన
కమల వదన
కమల చరణ రామ రామ జనకి జీవన రామ సజ్జన పోషక రామ 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 జనకి జీవన సజ్జన పోషక సీతామోహన రామ 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 రామ
కమల నయన రామ రామ రామ
రామ రామ రామ కమల నయన కమల వదన కమల చరణ రామ 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 జనకి జీవన రామ 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 సజ్జన పోషక రామ 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 జనకి జీవన సజ్జన పోషక సీతామోహన రామ రామ రామ
వెరీ గుడ్ థ్యాంక్ యూ సో మచ్ ఓకే లెట్స్ గో టు జ్యోతికా నౌ జ్యోతికా కెన్ యూ సింగ్ ది సేమ్ థింగ్ విత్ 4 టైమ్స్ రామ 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 కమల నయన రామ 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 రామ
కమల నయన రామ 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 కమల వదన రామ 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 కమల నయన కమల వదన కమల చరణ రామ 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 జానకి జీవన రామ 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 సజ్జన పోషక రామ 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 జానకి జీవన సజ్జన పోషక సీతామోహన రామ 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 రామ
సిక్స్ టైమ్స్ రామ 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 కమల నయన రామ 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 రామ
కమల నయన రామ 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 కమల వదన రామ 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 కమల నయన కమల వదన కమల చరణ రామ 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 జానకి జీవన రామ 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 సజ్జన పోషక రామ 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 జానకి జీవన సజ్జన పోషక సీతామోహన రామ 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 రామ
వెరీ నైస్ థ్యాంక్ యూ సో మచ్ ఇట్ వాస్ వెరీ నైస్ టుడే వి you know, sang this bhajan, because today is Ramanavami. We all have, you know, found the, you know, today, since it is Ramanavami, it's really auspicious. Today we have, you know, sung this bhajan. Thank you so much. It was very good in Vishwanath sir's place today. We went there. It was Ramapatta Abhisheka, and Abhisheka followed the Abhisheka. There was Ramayana Navaha Parayana, which was going on, I told you last week, which was going on for last 9 days. It ended today. It was the Moola Parayana, Moola Ramayana Parayana. It was really good. So it was, there was an Abhishekam, Ramapatta Abhishekam today. So it was really nice. Thank you so much for all of you guys participating in this. Okay, let's go to Hey Rama Duta. Who wants to sing Hey Rama Duta? I am going to take out all the hands now. Fresh hands now. Jyotika wants it first. Okay. Jyotika. Hey Rama Duta.
So the page.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, Pa.
Hey Rama Duta, Hey Rama Bhakta, Hey Rama Dasa, Namo Namo. Hey Rama Duta, Hey Rama Bhakta, Hey Rama Dasa, Namo Namo. Sita Matu, Choka Vinashaka. Sita Matuhu Shoka Vinashaka Anata Nata Namo Namo.
Wait, you have to take Sita Matu in a lower pitch. Sita Matuhu Shoka Vinashaka. Can you take Sita Matu in the lower pitch? Lower pitch. Sita Matuhu Shoka Vinashaka. Can you sing that?
Sita Matu Shoka Vinashaka.
Very good. Nice.
Anatha Nata Namo Namo.
Nata Nata Namo Namo.
Sita Matu Shoka Vinashaka Anatha Nata Namo Namo.
Anatha Nata Namo Namo.
Maruta
Maruta Tanaya Mahanubhava Ati Balavante Namo Namo.
Ati Balavante Namo Namo.
Ati Balavante Namo Namo.
Hey Rama Duta.
No, continue.
Hey Rama Duta, Hey Rama Bhakta, Hey Rama Dasa, Namo Namo.
Very nice, very nice. Thank you so much. You can practice. Very nice it was. You tried very nice, very well. Okay, so I think we have seen a lot of, okay. Hamsadvani Sitaram, which who is Dhwani and Prahalya, right? Can you try?
Yes, sir. Correct. Yes.
Yeah, Prahalya and Dhwaniya. Hey Rama.
Hey Rama Bhakta, Hey Rama Duta.
Bhakta.
Hey Rama Duta, Hey Rama Bhakta. Ramadasa Namo Namo. Hey Rama Duta, Hey Rama Bhakta. Hey Ramadasa Namo Namo. Sita Matu Shoka Vinashaka Amaruhu Shoka Vinashaka Anata Nata Namo Namo. Anata Nata Namo Namo.
మారుత తనయ మహానుభావ మారుత తనయ మహానుభావ అతి బలవంతే నమో నమో అతి బలవంతే నమో నమో హే రామ దాస
హే రామ దూత హే రామ భక్త హే రామ దాస నమో నమో శోక వినాశక అనాథనాథ నమో నమో మారుత తనయ మహానుభావ అతి బలవంతే నమో నమో అతి బలవంతే నమో నమో హే రామ భక్త హే రామ దాస నమో నమో.
థ్యాంక్ యూ సో మచ్. We have lot of other bhajans. Let me give you new bhajans next time. I think we should finish off this with the who is going to join me in giving me the final lesson. Pundareeka. Pundareeka. Okay. Shruti and Sahiti. Okay. Janaki kanta smaranam.
Jaya Jaya Rama Rama.
పార్వతీ పతయే
హర హర మహాదేవ.
జీవన స్మరణం
గోవింద గోవింద.
కుండలీక వరదే
హరి విఠలే
హరే విఠలే
హరి విఠలే
స్వామినః
జయ
స్వామినః
జయ
మండలికి
జయ
మండలికి
జయ
ఓ నమః. Okay, thank you so much. So let's go to the Ramayana story. Kinchit Purva Kathanuvadaha. Let's go to where we stopped actually. So we were talking about how to bring in Ganga to the earth. So what happened? The story of Ganga is still continuing. We have still not completed the story of Ganga. We were talking about the Kartikeya Janana had done last to last week. Now we the King Sagara had two wives, the Keshini and the Sumati. Now Keshini, they did not have children, you know, they did the tapasya, the two sons were born, the 60,000 sons were born, and for to Sumati and Keshini got, Asamanjasa. So his name was Asamanjasa. So then later on, we saw that, you know, the Sagara wanted to take up the Ashwamedha Yajna in the middle of the almost where they were in the end of the Yajna, and the Indra steals the Ashwamedha horse and he puts it under the Patala Loka. then what happens? The Sagara orders the 60,000 sons to come back, to go and search right the earth and find out where the horse is. And they happens to find it under the Patala Loka, where Kapila, he was doing some, Kapila Maharshi was doing some meditation. They started, you know, shouting at him, and with great arrogance they spoke to him very badly. They said, you're the one who stole the horse, you know who we are. And Kapila became very angry, and he just through the humkara, he you know, all the 60,000 sons were burnt into ashes. Then again, who comes? So the Anshuman comes and finds out that, you know, all his 60,000 uncles were, you know, burnt into ashes. Then he takes the Ashwamedha Yajna and he goes to the place where Sagara is there, and then he finds, try to find water or a water stream there. He couldn't find out. Then they say, you have to, you know, bring in Ganga. How do you bring in Ganga? So they go back and, you know, finish off the Ashwamedha Yajna, the sacrifice. And ultimately, what happens? So Sagara will be, you know, continuously thinking of what should I do really, you know, do I really, how will I bring Ganga? So Ganga is the purifier. So he thinks, and he couldn't do anything, and he rules the kingdom for 30,000 years and ascends to him. So now his grandson. So Anshuman also, now continuing to this one. So Anshuman also, you know, so Anshuman also tries to bring in, he ruled as a very great king, and he had one more son called Dilipa. Anshuman also couldn't do it. Anshuman again, he ruled the kingdom for 32,000 years in the Tapovana, and then he ruled, and then he went to the Tapovana, and he, you know, he did some havan, he did the meditation, and he was without accomplishing anything. He goes to the heaven, and ultimately, how do I bring Ganga? And his forefathers and his grandfather was thinking of it, and you know, this had really become a big challenge for Dilipa. So Dilipa also was constantly engaged in bringing in Ganga. So he also tries to bring in, he was also not able to do it. Then ultimately his son Bhagiratha was born to him. And Bhagiratha listens to the story of, through his father, about, you know, forefathers, you know, burnt into ashes, and they have still not, you know, got the moksha or the mukti. So then what happens? Dilipa again tries to, you know, Dilipa again, you know, he was, you know, affected by illness, and he also dies. And Dilipa's son Bhagiratha, so Bhagiratha with a great determination to bring down Ganga, he, you know, goes to a sacred place called Gokarna, and you know, he is with his arms uplifted, surrounded by four fires, and you know, once in a month he used to have food. He conducts severe penance. He does severe penance. It's called the pancha atapa, for number of years. So then, for number of years he does this. So then, at last, Brahma will come, and he says, "Oh Bhagiratha, I am very pleased with your well-disciplined worship, and I am very happy you ask for a boon, whatever you want." Then Bhagiratha says, "Oh Lord, what else? What, you know? You know everything. I need, give me a boon where all my all the sons of Sagaras or my forefathers will receive the funeral rites from me with the waters of Ganga." So then Brahma says, See, it is not so easy to bring in Ganga to the earth because, you know, the force is so high. It's, you know, the force is very high. We will not be able to, you know, the earth will not be able to, you know, withstand that kind of force. And, you know, let good to happen anyway. You try. Anyway, I will get the boon that, you know, you will find. You will try, you know, doing it. Then, I do not see any other person holding than the trident Shiva. So Shiva, then he also says, you know, Shiva is the only person who is the only God who can really help you. You know, he can hold Ganga on his head. He is the only person who can, you know, with only God can withstand the force which is really, you know, on the which comes, which flows. Then what happens? Then Brahma departs and Bhagiratha again, he pressing the earth with the tip of the big toe. So like this, somewhere like this, he presses the big, you know, toe and he stands and start meditating upon Shiva for 1 year. So then Shiva again comes and says, "Oh best, I am pleased with your devotion. I will definitely, you know, hold Ganga on my head, and, you know, let's see how we will do it. So then I will, you know, release Ganga from my head." So then, in between, what happens? Ganga will be a bit proud of herself. She will say, "I am on the heads of the Ganga, sorry, heads of Lord Shiva, I am great." So Shiva identifies and thinks of this ego and he locks it with the jata. So Ganga couldn't come out for years. So what happens? So conceals herself inside the jata. Then again, Bhagiratha couldn't find, why did so much of penance? Again, Brahma. Again, he started, doing penance upon Shiva. So for so many years, Ganga couldn't come out from the jata because of this one. And then she agrees herself that, you know, she accepts her mistake. She will know what mistake I have done. And again, she resorted to great penance. And then this is what how the Lord Shiva has concealed her with his jata. And then Shiva is immensely again pleased with his penance. He releases Ganga drop by drop from the Bindusar. Now what happens is, so she branched herself into seven streams. So it will be branched herself into seven streams, and Hladini, Pavani and Nalini will, you know, the waters will flow towards the eastwards. So we were discussing about the number of rivers. Today morning we had a beautiful upanyasa from our guru, Vajrishnan sir. So he was telling us that, you know, we have about 500 rivers in India. We had during Treta Yuga, Maharshi Valmiki has, in his Ramayana book, he has mentioned we have about 500 rivers. We can now today count the number of rivers in India. There are a lot of programs which is going on from Sadhguru, save rivers and things like that. But right now we have now polluted all the rivers. That is what the Prime Minister Narendra Modi has taken that our project of taking of Namami Ganga and cleaning up all the Ganga river. So so these are all very, very important. That's what, you know, in the Vedas and Upanishads also it is said that, you know, you should never, do harm to our rivers. So because of the industrialization in today's world, you know, we are really seriously, you know, polluting all our rivers. So we throw plastic, you know, people come there and, you know, use soap. So these, you know, rivers are really, really, how really important is, see, how Bhagiratha and Sagara used to bring in Ganga, how difficult is even till now, and we have been talking about this in the last 2 weeks, and even till now he is, you know, facing lot of, you know, obstacles like bringing in Ganga, so or the rivers. So the as citizens of our country, or as human beings, we should always, you know, really know the importance of our rivers, and, you know, we should really be very grateful to our ancestors and our rishis and our God and our Lord Shiva and all the gods, that we have so many rivers. We used to say that we are, you know, we had, you know, perennial rivers, you know, which used to flow 24, you know, like all the years, like, you know, now because of the summer, all the rivers go dry and, you know, all things are there. So we, that is our, you know, duty to really, you know, rejuvenate those rivers, and, you know, the lot of organizations working out of India in order to, you know, rejuvenate those rivers. And, you know, we should always be a part of it, and, you know, we should definitely be very helpful, be very to other organizations to bringing in and saving our, you know, rivers. So otherwise, the existence of human being will be really, we are in a dangerous situation today. So anyway, so this is how the importance of rivers are. So this these rivers branches out into seven streams, and, you know, Hladini, Pavani and Nalini will be flowing eastwards. So this is how the prarthana is going on, and, you know, Ganga is being released from Shiva's head. And, you know, auspicious Suchakshu, Sita and great river Sindhu flows towards the west. So 3 plus 3, 6 streams, and the seventh stream will follow Bhagiratha. Now what happens? Again, there will be huge force of this river, as though, you know, when you see some, you know, as though, you know, because of that force, the water will be completely white, as though it is milk. So it will be full of white. We see in, you know, whatever the, you know, Niagara Falls or whatever. I don't know. I have not seen it, but still, we have seen a lot of falls here. We have one falls here in Coorg district, which is called as Abbey Falls. So during rainy season, you should really see those falls. So those, you know, that will be the pressure. It will be 100 times, 1000 times, you know, more that pressure, and with that, you know, the Ganga flows, and, you know, the host of Siddhas, everyone looks with great astonishment with Ganga falling from the sky. How just we see a small fall, how it will be really good. So they were all really astonished how the Ganga is flowing with great force and with foams of water scattered in 1000 ways. It appeared as though it was spread over the autumnal clouds of flocks of swans. So it was, you know, flocks and flocks of swans which were glowing white, you know, white in color, and, you know, as well as there was a, you know, milk of ocean of milk, oceans and oceans of milk flowing down. So now what happens? Again, Ganga feels a little bit, you know, proud. She says, I am, you know, flowing out of the earth with great people are looking at me with great astonishment. And you know, what happens is there will be a Rishi called Janhu Maharshi. So Janhu Maharshi will be doing some penance there. So with great force, it comes towards Janhu Maharshi. And what happens is Janhu Maharshi soon looks at the pride of Ganga. And as and when she grew furious, and she did not know Janhu as his Shakti or the great strength. He drinks in the entire water, and again there is a big setback to Bhagiratha. Bhagiratha thinks he will be very sad. Again, what happened? I did lot of penance. Again, it was sitting on Ganga was sitting on Shiva's head. Again, I had to pray for Shiva. Now, at least with great force, it has followed me. The seventh stream is coming with me. It's following me. Now, again, there is one more problem started. Then all the devatas and rishis and Gandharvas, they worship Janhu. And Janhu with great compassion, they are all rishis with great compassion. They are all done lot of good on the earth. So, with great compassion, treats Ganga as her daughter and releases the water. Both of her ears, and that's why she is called as Janhavi. So this is where he brings the whole of Ganga, which is coming towards him. So with great force, Janhu Maharshi drinks the whole entire waters, and then so he leaves it through the ears. So with great compassion, he leaves it through the ears, and then Janhu was pleased through the both the ears, and hence Ganga is called the Janhavi, so daughter of Janhu. So then what happens? The Ganga is the best among the rivers, follows the chariot of Bhagiratha, reaches the ocean. She entered the regions, the earth, where in order to fulfill his mission, the Bhagiratha's mission. What was the mission? Salvation to the sons of Sagaras. So that salvation, she flows through the ashes, holy water, and heaps and heaps of ashes of Sagara, purged of their sins. So all the sins, the moment the Ganga flows, so all the sins of those 60,000 sons of Sagara, they had to wait for a long time, and the sons of Sagara had got the sins are all purged, and then reach the heaven. So this is a great effort by Bhagiratha, and this is whenever we talk to our parents or to people, when we do some daunting task, we finish some daunting task, we always say Bhagiratha prayatna pandena paane. So that's what they say, Bhagiratha prayatna. So they will say, oh, I did that great Bhagiratha prayatna. So without, it will be not possible. So that is how we call it as Bhagiratha prayatna. So Bhagiratha had to really struggle a lot with this great determination in his mind. He was able to succeed in bringing in the holy waters of Ganga inundated to the and flow through the heaps and heaps of ashes, and to the sons of Sagara, and they get heavens. So this is the Bhagiratha Prayatna story, which we came across. And after the ashes were invented, the waters of Ganga, then Lord Brahma appears towards the king and said, what he says we will see in the next class. So I think this is what we learned, a very good story. But can somebody come back and say the takeaway, apart from that try till you succeed? Can someone please come back with the takeaways? Raise their hands and start one by one saying what is the moral we have learned apart from this one. Okay, we have Dhvani, Pralya and Dhvani. Yeah.
You have to keep on trying until you achieve something.
Very good, very good, very good. Thank you so much. Very nice. Okay, anybody else? Anybody else? Apart from this, any else? Any takeaways? I think looks like nobody is active. Anybody else?
Understood.
Okay, we have Janani and Harini. Yeah.
Do good and don't commit sins.
Do good and?
Don't commit sins.
Don't commit sins. Okay, good, good, good. Thank you so much. Thank you very much. So I think it was a great story. So I wish everyone a very happy Ramanavami. So we have all done our part of Ramayana Parayanam. So at least today on the Ramanavami day, let all, you know, Lord Rama give us all kind of happiness, prosperity, and you know, health, wealth to our lives. So I think we have, you know, maybe next we can continue with our further story on the Ramayana. I think we can, you know, our next class would be on 20th, which is July. I'm sorry, it was my mistake. Our next class will be 20th of April, and so 20th of April. So we will, you know, 6:30 PM IST. So let's close this class. Swasti prajavya paripalayanta nyayena margena mahim mahisha gobrahmanebhya shubhamastu nityam loka samasta sukhino bhavantu loka samasta sukhino bhavantu loka samasta sukhino bhavantu ram 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 sarvebhyah.
Ram Ram Ram.
Ram Ram Ram. Happy Ramanavami. Ram Ram Ram.
Ram Ram, sir. And wish you happy Ram Navami. Ram Navami greetings to you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. Thank you. Ram
Ram. We will not be here next week, sir. We are going for Tyagaraja contest. This thing. Cleveland Tyagaraja Aradhara is there. So.
No problem. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah.
Dhanyavad. You can see the videos if you want.
Yeah. That we'll see it afterwards.
Sure. Thank you so much. Ram Ram Ram.